Danny Meyer may be quite possibly the most recognized restaurateur in America. His Union Square Hospitality Group helms 11 restaurants in New York and one in Chicago. Burgers to barbecue to better. Separately, his expansive Shake Shack empire took a bite out of McDonald's and all others of its ilk when it went public last summer and now trades at around $40 a share. 63 Shake Shacks with a market capitalization of $3.42 billion and 12 restaurants in two of America's most expensive cities. Despite all this capitalism, as of October 14th, apparently Danny Meyer is a bit of a socialist, too. On October 14th, Danny Meyer announced that his restaurants are eliminating tipping. One line at the bottom of your bill with a hospitality inclusion in the cost of your experience. The glib jab at cheapos, tipping is not a city in China, often handwritten on a scrap of paper and displayed behind the kind of bar where the lighting is dark, the beer is cold, and the pickled eggs ain't free, may well be disproved if Danny Meyer has anything to say about it. With this swipe at the long-held restaurant server remuneration, at least from Meyer, the pun stops here. Meyer is bringing a unique brand of payment not just to his dining rooms and kitchens in New York, but perhaps to the city as a whole. The old showbiz adage about Sinatra, when Frank sneezes, 200 people catch a cold, works for Meyer in the restaurant world, too. Meyer is a youthful 57 in appearance and actions. He was a major force in the casualization of dining in New York in the 1980s. He made a la carte and prefix menus sexy, and all the while smiting and smoting stuffiness in the fine dining world wherever he could. His commitment to service and the ability to sense the right thing at the right time in an industry that is as capricious as it is exhausting is unparalleled. He is prescient and self-possessed cool. The young Turk offal, tattoo-covered bro chefs dig him, and the folks that mind their P's and Q's as well as their quarterly returns do too. His talk cum sermon on the Mount, titled The Irrelevance of Being Right, at last year's hospitality conference hosted by the New York Times, was concluded with the emphatic statement, being right is expletive irrelevant. That TED-style talk was shared, forwarded, and linked for days by nearly every chef, GM, sommelier, and restaurateur I know. Meyer sneezed, and everybody got the fever. Punitive and medieval, tipping is at least for a meal out, absent in most other parts of the world and certainly in most other first-world countries. As Americans, we decry the slow, grumpy European server we had or heard about, the impression being that gratuity included is apparently some time-warp device that slows the service down and erases smiles. Libertarians love to cry that tip included denies the server of the option of monetary meritocracy through a job well done and creates a dining room welfare state. I like to point out that they walk themselves into the same dining room, and maybe they should occupy their own kitchen more often. With the elimination of tipping, Myers is after something more taciturn and upliftingly insidious in the restaurant world. Myers operates restaurants in some of the most competitive food environments ever. It's not enough to go all Kennedy and hire the best and the brightest. You've got to pay them, too, and keep them somehow in a city where hopping kitchens to learn from the greats helming them is nearly a cook's pastime. Speaking to the New York Times, Meyer said, "If cooks' wages do not keep pace with the cost of living, it's not going to be sustainable to attract the culinary talent that the city needs to keep its edge. Kitchen income has gone up no more than 25%, he told the Times, while dining room pay has gone up 200%. So his solution is to pay the people that work for him at a scale that may entice them to stay and shift the money around and make it more level within the whole enterprise. Socialist income distribution or just asset allocation within your portfolio? Indeed. Danny Meyer really likes his customers. So much so that he has risked his fortune from time to time to give them something new and quality and delicious and even impeccable. Though the world isn't fair, and he would be the first to say so, I think he loves the people that come along with him on his quest more, enough to give them a fair shake from the maitre d' to the dishwasher.